This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
Hello, good evening, Hospital Radio Glamorgan listeners, and welcome to another Joining the Dots with me, Julie Kissick, here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, your healthy choice. We kicked off, as usual, with our anthem on this show. It was Sia and Unstoppable. So, however you've been feeling today, I hope some of those lyrics landed well with you. And that tune is certainly one that puts a smile on my face when I hear it. It's an anthem of resilience, confidence and empowerment, which highlights maintaining a positive, powerful exterior, putting my armour on, showing you how strong I am. A Porsche with no brakes. What a line that is. I'm unstoppable today, Sia declares. Well, whether you've been unstoppable today or not, over the next hour, we'll be focusing, as we always do here, on Joining the Dots, on connection, community, charity, and conversation. And our theme today is education and action. It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we'll be hearing from a popular media figure about his diagnosis and why he wants to make sure other men act swiftly. And we'll also be talking about wills and the sorts of actions we should all be taking to make sure that our loved ones are not left second-guessing or even worse, in an ignorant mess because we didn't do some basic planning and communicating. So if you haven't made a will, or if you have but no one knows where it is, or if, like many of us, you have information that's held online or on your mobile phone but no one knows how to access it, then I might have some tips for you later in the show. Let's get some more music first, though. Here's McFly and All About You. So we're almost at the end of March, and some of you will be aware that it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Over the last 30 days, charities, health boards and individuals have been having conversations about a cancer that affects 1 in 8 men across the UK. Prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the UK. Black men are more likely to get prostate cancer, and in the UK, 1 in 4 of them will get prostate cancer during their lifetime. Every year in Wales, more than 2,500 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer, and around 640 men will die from it. Rates of stage 4 prostate cancer, when it's too late for a cure, have increased to an all-time high, with 689 men being diagnosed at stage 4 in 2022. Public Health Wales reports that prostate cancer accounted for 7% of all cancer deaths in 2024, and more than 28,000 men are living with and after prostate cancer in Wales. Well, against the backdrop of those statistics, charities like Prostate Cancer UK have produced informational material, including sharing experiences of those who've had a prostate cancer diagnosis. Broadcaster and presenter Nick Owen is one of the men involved in a campaign to get the conversation started. Nick, along with 3 others, Ian, Dave and Martin, know firsthand how powerful these conversations can be, and they're using their voices to urge other men to check their risk.
I have to say, I found it remarkable how many people have come up to me and they tell me they've had a prostate cancer experience. Staggering, whether I've met them in the street or in a restaurant or a social event, or they've written emails, letters, the lot. I'm still getting them now from people who are talking about prostate cancer, which would have never happened before. And it is quite a chilling thought that in the Midlands, one in five of those diagnosed with prostate cancer are actually diagnosed too late to save their lives. So what's your story, Martin?
It started really with a charity day with the prostate being the main theme of the day, and it was a golf day. And that was my first awareness, really, of the prostate. And being in my 40s, as I was at the time, I didn't really think too much of it. As I became more and more aware of the prospects and you know, what the future could be, I also saw your announcement a couple of years ago, being a regular watcher of Midlands Today and also the sports channels like Sky Sports. I'd seen things like Jeff Stelling also doing a lot of work in the area. And I thought, well, I need to be more and more conscious of this now, because, you know, this is impacting men throughout the country on a huge scale. And you hear about cases, you know, this is in the Midlands, where it's too late. I see those people too often.
As soon as I got sucked into the system and had awareness of it, I became aware of other people. But before that, it was something that just, you would occasionally hear somebody, a mention of somebody having prostate cancer. But there was no sort of awareness. It was not something I would ever talk to anybody about, yeah, who was a neighbour or a friend. There was just absolutely no awareness. The reason that I had the treatment early was because you passed the baton on by talking about that. It was the power of somebody saying that this is something that you should do that actually led to that happening and catching it early, because my oncologist said we could be having an entirely different conversation 2 years down the line.
Men over 40, the awareness needs to be 100%. And unless we get a screening program, we're not going to get that.
Well, had there been a screening program, my twin brother probably would have found out a lot earlier than what he did. I mean, to get a PSA score of 3,600 and something, he's had that a while. It's not something that's sort of popped up overnight. So, you know, he's probably had that 5, maybe 8 years. So had there been a screening, that would have been picked up long before, and he wouldn't be on this death sentence he's on now.
A classic example of that statistic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
One in five who get diagnosed
too late.
Are diagnosed too late.
Exactly right.
But how conscious have you been over the years that your Jamaican background could be a factor?
Oh, anybody with any kind of black background needs to get checked if they're over 50. Because
Have you been aware of that yourself?
No, I wasn't aware until my twin brother got diagnosed. In fact, he's probably saved my life. I find hard. And I've learned so much. I didn't even know where your prostate was. But obviously now, what it does, you know, I actually know everything about it now. It's so important that people get tested.
Absolutely. You know, for everyone who gets tested, if it's early enough, the options for treatment are immense. Yep. There's so many choices, and yet the further you go into a diagnosis of prostate cancer and the more extensive it is, the options reduce.
I actually did the wrist check out. It was so easy. It took me, like, 30 seconds. And obviously, I was high risk straight away because of the ethnicity and the fact that somebody in my family had had it. So that's why it's important for people with Black and Afro-Caribbean heritage to actually get tested, get that message.
It's the easiest thing for any man to do.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
If you get that, that piece of information, your journey can start from there. You can look at the prospects of having a PSA test, even if in the absence of a screening program, you know, you're not going to get invited for one. You can ask your GP.
I don't know about you guys, but it's certainly, having had my diagnosis, having a treatment and having had that done successfully, it certainly seems to have changed my attitude to the way that I look at the world. You know, how precious it is to actually be disease-free and looking forward and saying, well, I've got more time to do what I want to do. And, I think that's a really positive message to come out of this, that if you don't check your risk, if you don't do something about this, then you are actually diminishing the potential and you're putting yourself in danger.
Yeah, I'm very grateful to be where I am now, because if, my GP hadn't really persuaded me to go and see a specialist, I really think I may not be here today, because I was pretty serious, pretty advanced and aggressive. And so I think I'm fortunate that got to this stage. And I just really want to urge people to think about it, be aware of prostate cancer and how it can strike you without any symptoms, without any warning. For goodness sake, get in the system and get a PSA and hopefully, be given the all clear. But if you're not, you're catching it early.
It's like, if you take the risk check, you act early, as in our case, is to different levels we all have. You get a second chance at life, because one in five being diagnosed too late to have that is just too many.
Prostate Cymru, a Wales-based charity, has been concentrating its efforts on fundraising and awareness since 2003. This year, it launched a Women's Week series and it spoke to Adela, a member of the charity's awareness team. Her connection to Prostate Cymru is deeply personal because for 6 years, she supported her husband with prostate cancer. After he died in 2018, she chose to turn her first-hand experience into a way to help others, and she joined the team to ensure more families across Wales have the information they need. The charity says her dedication is a powerful reminder that the women in our lives are often the strongest advocates for men's health. Here's Adela.
Even if that work gains one extra day for a person, it'd be great. And that is, I think, my main drive. My name is Adela Khan and I'm an academic. So I work at Swansea University. And so I work as an EDIB, Equality, Diversity, Inclusion and Belonging lead for the business school, in addition to my academic role. My husband passed away with prostate cancer. My perspective was not to be involved in, all the areas, but where I could play my role in. So coming in from female perspectives as their partners or sisters or daughters, because I felt, having gone through that experience myself and, walking along with Tarek through his journey, I found that females, sometimes they suffer silently. From my experience, I learned, and I was shocked that people can have no symptoms and they still can have stage 3 cancer. It's a silent disease. It just goes through your body and, you don't even know that it exists. And the second thing is that I was surprised, talking to females and men, that they didn't know what part of their anatomy prostate was. Events that you guys organize are very useful, that they raise awareness and they also are very informative for a layperson who doesn't know, what prostate is. Speak about it, to speak about it openly and remove any stigma attached to it if you can. I think there's no harm in being vulnerable. Make them comfortable and say, encourage them to talk to their friends, open up to their friends and, family. I think there is a lot of good work going on and there are lots of surprises that we went through, and I hope that, the next generations and the next people who, I hope nobody gets diagnosed with this horrible disease. But if you do, because 1 in 8 men do suffer from prostate cancer, they say, according to statistics. If it happens, then at least you know that there is a protocol, there is a treatment available in Wales.
That was Toto and Rosanna here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Julie Kissick, and we've been hearing from those affected by prostate cancer so far in the show. March is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the Midlands Today's Nick Owen is one of those putting his voice to a number of initiatives designed to open up the conversation about a cancer which can go undetected in men. However, for some, there are warning signs, including difficulty starting to urinate or emptying the bladder, a weak flow when urinating, a feeling that the bladder hasn't properly emptied, or needing to urinate more often than usual, especially at night. And we'll hear more about the symptoms later in the show. Now, Prostate Cymru is holding a number of prostate-specific antigen or PSA blood testing days across Wales this year. They're happening between March and August, and they'll be in Pontypridd, Abergavenny, Llanelli and Newport, to name but a few places. You can find a full list of the dates and the schedules on their website, which is prostatecymru.com. The charity also has a wide range of fundraising events scheduled for this year, including golf days, runners taking part in half marathons, and the Walk of Wales, which takes place in June. And next month, there's an evening with Bleddyn Bowen. Again, all the details are available on the website, which is prostatecymru.com. That was Tracy Chapman and Fast Car. And I always think the title of that song doesn't quite fit the tempo, does it? It strikes me as a song that you could cruise to, but it isn't one for hitting the accelerator, I don't think. But I'm probably overthinking it. And I'm definitely not condoning driving at speed. Let me get that straight before we go any further. It's probably best that we move on. You're listening to Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. I'm Julie Kissick, and we've been talking about prostate cancer so far in the show. We're going to hear now from a nurse, Meg Burgess, who specialises in prostate cancer and features in an infomercial by the Prostate Cancer UK charity. It's explaining the symptoms, what to look for, and how to get support.
Most men with early prostate cancer that's contained inside the prostate don't have any signs or symptoms. We often get asked why this is the case. One reason for this is the way the cancer grows. You'll usually only get symptoms if the cancer grows near and presses against the urethra. This is the tube you urinate through. When this happens, it changes the way you urinate, or wee. But because prostate cancer usually starts to grow in a different part, usually the outer part of the prostate, early prostate cancer often doesn't press on the urethra and cause any symptoms. For this reason, it's very important to be aware of your risks, which are being over 50, having black ethnicity, and having a family history of prostate cancer. If you do notice changes in the way you urinate, this is more likely to be a sign of an enlarged prostate, which is a very common non-cancerous condition in older men, or another health problem rather than prostate cancer. But it's still important to get it checked out with your GP to find the cause of any changes. The sort of changes to look out for would be if you're having to urinate a lot more during the day, and when you go, perhaps having trouble starting or noticing a weak flow. You might feel like you're not able to empty your bladder properly and you've got some dribbling afterwards. You may even find that you're having to get up several times at night to empty your bladder, which you weren't doing before. And you might need to urinate urgently or may leak urine before you get to the toilet. If prostate cancer breaks out of the prostate or spreads to other parts of your body, that can cause different symptoms, such as constant pain in bony areas, such as the back or hips. Again, there are other more common reasons why men would have pain, especially older men, such as conditions like arthritis, for example. other less common symptoms that can sometimes arise with prostate cancer is if men notice blood in their urine or in their semen. These again could be the result of other conditions, such as infection, but it's important to get it checked by your GP. Other less common symptoms of prostate cancer are problems getting or keeping an erection, and some men lose weight without trying to or without a reason. Although these symptoms are probably caused by other health conditions, it's always a good idea to get in touch with your GP. If you notice any of these symptoms or have any changes that are unusual for you, your GP can find out what's causing them and make sure you have the right investigations or treatment should you need it. You can also contact our specialist nurses if you're unsure about any symptoms or if you need help with what to say to your GP. We have a form on our website that you can fill and show to your GP to help start the conversation. You can find out more about risks in our film, What Are the Risk Factors for Prostate Cancer? You can use our 30-second risk checker tool to find out if you're at risk on our website, prostatecanceruk.org. You can speak to our specialist nurses on 0800 074 8383.
Now, twice a year in the UK, we have something called Free Wills Month. It's a service that provides people aged 55 and over with the opportunity to have a simple will made. It can be written or updated for free by professional solicitors. Free Wills Month runs in March and in October, and the campaign aims to encourage legacy gifts to charities, which means if your chosen charity takes part, you can easily leave them a gift in your will, although there's no obligation to do so. Obviously, we're almost at the end of March now, so if you've missed this month, it's probably a good time to plan ahead to get everything ready for October, when many charities get involved again. The campaign is funded by the charities that take part in the scheme, and the process is simple. You can start by checking the Free Wills Month website, which is freewillsmonth.org.uk, and they have a list of the national charities that they're working with, such as the British Heart Foundation and Marie Curie, the Salvation Army and the NSPCC. However, lots of smaller charities get involved as well. So, for example, Hope Rescue, the dog rescue charity that's based in Llanharan, is working with Octopus Legacy and Nationwide Wills to offer free simple wills. They've got all the information about their involvement on the donate page of their website. Following on from the health and wellbeing report from Public Health Wales that I brought you a couple of weeks ago, which aimed to address the challenges facing an ageing population, including loneliness in the over 60s demographic, I'm pleased to say that it started several really interesting conversations, including among some of the people here at Hospital Radio Glamorgan and among my friends who are not far away from or are actually now in that age bracket. Many are navigating empty nests where their children have left home for good, and they find themselves thinking about downsizing, and for some, they have elderly parents who need more support than they've done previously, or they have homes to sell or to clear because of bereavement, or of a parent moving into a nursing home, for example. Often these situations catch us unawares, and a good friend of mine who found herself in the thick of both those different scenarios told me about hunting through her father's belongings, trying to find passwords, account information to cancel direct debits, deeds for the house, etc. It's proved to be a very, very challenging time as her dad's health deteriorated very quickly and he wasn't able to remember some vital information that was needed in order to be able to do these things straightforwardly. Now, the good news is that organisations like Age Cymru, Aging Better UK and Saga have plenty of useful guides on their websites. And being as the report was such a conversation starter, I'll endeavour to get someone from one of these organisations on the programme over the next few weeks to talk to us about how best to manage these situations, because huge life changes are difficult enough to deal with without the added stress of having to second guess one another, aren't they? And let me remind you that if you've missed any of the shows and you want to catch up, you can do so via the Radio Glamorgan website. That's radioglamorgan.com/joininthedots. Or there's a cut down version available as a podcast via your podcast apps like Spotify. And if you want the full versions with all the music, all of our shows here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan are available via our Rewind service on our app or on our website. They're available for a full fortnight, so do make sure that you check those out if you'd like the full versions of any of our shows. And if you have a story that you want me to follow, or an event that you want me to publicise, or an awareness day, week or month, or if you've got a charity or an organisation that you think needs a mention, do please get in touch with me. And you can do that by dropping me an email at joininthedots, that's all one word, joininthedots@radioglamorgan.com. And I'll do my best to follow it up. Prince and Raspberry Beret and Roxy Music and more than this, bringing us to the end of another Join in the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Thanks as always for your company. I'm back as usual on Friday at 6 o'clock with All About Sport, our weekly roundup of the sports news as our English Football League sides head into a busy Easter fixture list. And we'll hear from Cardiff City's Brian Barry Murphy and Newport County's Christian Fuchs, among others. And I'm back in this slot next Monday for another Joining the Dots. I've no idea who or what I'm bringing you, but I'm sure that it'll be a good one. So please join me then if you can, and enjoy your Easter in the meantime.